Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Charles Whelan's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad he's here. Charles is a senior lecturer and policy fellow at the Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College. He's the author of a number of books, including the last one that we introduced here to him to on the show a while back, Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. He's got a new book out called The Centrist Manifesto, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And he's our good friend, Charles Whelan. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Charles, I don't want to go into the history of the minimum wage. It goes all the way back to the 30s, but we have it. It's a federal thing. Many states have their own minimum wage. It's usually higher than the federal minimum wage. But there are a lot of people out there. There's actually some organizations, I should say, who are trying to push increasing minimum wage, especially, I guess, for fast food workers, and they're talking about doubling the minimum wage. Now, I don't know what planet these people live on, but they don't live on the reality planet that you and I live on. What do you think?
I think you're right. I mean, I would say in a lot of cases their heart's in the right place. If you look around the U.S., it'd be tough to try and live on a fast food salary. But then what kicks in is what I describe, and this you see on the political left and the political right, you see fake solutions to real problems. Mm-hmm. And I think raising the minimum wage radically is one of those. Now, in general, economists don't like raising the minimum wage. There's some debate over how damaging it would be, but you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who thought it was a really good idea or a really effective way to raise incomes appreciably for people at the low end. And here's why. I mean, here's the best way to think about it. So, all right, let's suppose these folks are living on $15,000 a year. Well, let's make the minimum wage $150 an hour.
Right.
Then they'll all be rich.
Why don't we just go ahead and raise it up? Yeah. Why stop? At 15? That's been my point. Why stop at $50? $15. Why not make it $100?
And I think if you understand the problem with that logic, then you understand the problem with raising the minimum wage as a policy solution in general. In order to make a big difference, you got to raise it a lot. But if you raise it a lot, you really are probably going to have some employment effects.
Right.
And if you don't raise it much, it probably won't have as much impact on the employment side, but it's not going to have that much impact on people's lives either.
When we used to have, many years ago, decades ago, raising minimum wage was actually an inflationary event. Because when you raise minimum wage for minimum wage earners, it doesn't just affect their payroll. It affects everyone's payroll. It ripples all the way up through the economy, including union contracts. But today, employers have other options. Today, when you raise minimum wage, it doesn't create an inflationary event. It creates more unemployment because even small businesses have the ability to buy more technology and hire fewer people today. What do you think?
Yeah, I think technology is the biggest enemy of low-wage workers. I mean, the most salient trend in labor economics in general in the last 20 years has been the way that technology has made highly skilled workers more productive. It's all good for me. Mm-hmm. I come in this morning, before I was waiting for your call, I was reading emails from India where I've got things going on. I can sell books in China. You know, if you have a college degree or some other highly skilled stuff that you bring to the labor market, the personal computer and the internet just makes you faster, better,
right,
and it gives you more global reach. If you are low skilled, it puts you in competition with that scanning machine at the grocery store.
Yep.
That will check you out.
Or the kiosk at McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and, you can't entirely get rid of labor, but you can get pretty darn close.
And this is where politicians, in my opinion, who fight for the minimum wage increase, to in order to get wages are doing the worst thing in the world they can for these people. And the thing, the last thing I want to say about this, Charles, I'll let you finish up. Where's the money come from, my friends? Where does, if you're going to raise the minimum wage, that money's not laying around in some small business owner's bank account that's not being used. Every penny's already being used. Charles, where's the money going to come from?
Well, I think best case, and remember, this is the best case, you could pass the cost along, and it would come out of the pockets of people who are more affluent. But I, my fear is you wouldn't actually see that best case.
That's not what happens.
Discussed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not,
you'd see substituting away from labor.
It's raising minimum wage is a very detrimental thing. And that's, it's another one of those things. It sounds like, as you said in the beginning, it sounds like a good idea, but in practicality, it just doesn't work. And it actually is another one of those issues that hurts the people, ultimately, that it was supposed to help. The Centrist Manifesto is Charles Wheeler's new book. We're going to talk about that, and we'll come back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.